Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
See a few people remarking on a campaign that you've been hearing during the commercials about attitudes to women in sport. I'll just remind you about the actual campaign. Quite a few people have highlighted this, and you're very much in favour of the commercial being on the radio. But here's a reminder.
What about all these women's sports these days? Boxing. You punch like a girl. Oh, wait. You are a girl.
Hope you're running to put my dinner on, love.
Yeah, like, women's rugby isn't like real rugby. You can't tackle in high heels.
And football? My 5-year-old wee lad kicks it with more power. Get back in the kitchen, for goodness sake. When you see or hear behaviour like this at a match, off the pitch or on social media, be the voice strong enough to call this out. Let's end the culture of abuse against women in sport. Hashtag call this out. With U105.
Call it out is absolutely right. Call it out. Abuse of women at any level. And it starts with gags like that. And it ends in tragedy, sadly. It ends with people attacking women. It ends with people demeaning women. And it ends with violence against women. And it's not the beginning of a campaign here. We've had this campaign ongoing since last year, just the changing of attitudes. And sadly, in this part of the world, we too often are reporting on the deaths of women. And the most recent tragedy that was highly profiled was the murder of Natalie McAnally in Lurgan. I want to speak to Natalie's brother, Niall, who's on the line. Niall, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Niall, haven't had the opportunity to express the sorrow that we all feel on Natalie's passing, and also the admiration we have for you as a family, as a campaigning family at your time of grief, the way you've handled it, the rest of the family, your mum and dad. It's just been incredible how you've handled it on behalf of Natalie. And at this moment in time, you're searching for justice and asking people, understandably, to help the police. And there's a special event that's coming up towards the weekend. Tell me about that, Niall.
Yeah, we're having a rally in Lurgan Park this Saturday at 2 o'clock. It's to highlight the issues here, not just in this country, but in the whole island, to end violence against women and girls.
It must be very difficult for you to be involved, to be so involved in an initiative at your time of mourning.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't imagine this to be having to do this, you know, a month ago, with, you know, the run up to Christmas, and you were all kind of excited for that, and we're excited with Natalie as well, with her child on the way as well. We were just all excited, and now we're having to, our whole lives have all changed now. It's a complete shock to us all, and we're all doing our best, really. We're all doing our best for Natalie and for Dean as well. That's what's getting us through it, and that's what's helping us out, you know.
The sense of loss, I can't even begin to put myself in the position, and I'm sure the majority of people listening to this programme can't either, just the loss of such a loving daughter and sister, and the future of little baby Dean being robbed as well. And you're thinking about other women, you're thinking about other families, you're thinking about this campaign to end violence against women. Do you get the feeling that people are listening to campaigners on this?
Yeah, I feel like there's people always messaging me saying, you know, we're doing a great job, and we're really highlighting the issue, which is it's a major issue here in this country. It seems to be every week we're talking about a woman being abused, or and unfortunately Natalie had lost her life and on her child's life in regards to this. I mean, it needs to end. Enough's enough. It can't go on. We women shouldn't be afraid to be in their home as Natalie, or even go for a walk by themselves. You know, it's definitely tough for them. We all feel for all the women here in this country, and we're very fearful because this monster's still on the streets, and we're still trying to get him off for the people of this country.
What would you ask those who may have information to do? And obviously I'm very aware of the legalities around a request like this, but you would be asking people who have any information whatsoever, who may think they have a morsel of information that could help, to go to the PSNI.
Yeah, absolutely. The smallest thing could help. That could be the thing that puts this monster behind bars. No matter how insignificant you think it is, please just bring it to police. I feel for once that this monster isn't going to hand himself in. I say it to the people who might know him, just to give up their loyalty, be the hero. The people will think of you as a hero in the streets. They'll parade you through the town if that's what you want, and we will definitely give it to you if you can help put this monster behind bars.
And it is the right word. I notice you used it 3 or 4 times, but it's monstrous activity. It's the action of a monster, and that person must be brought to book and must be put behind bars. So if in any way you can help, please do so. Just to get back to Saturday, Niall, I notice there's a request for people to wear pink or blue. Does that simply reflect the joy of Natalie's life and the memory of little baby Dean?
Yeah, that's right. If you remember, if you've seen it, when we had the vigil, just shortly after Natalie passed at our home, we had the pink and blue balloons. I think that helped reflect as well. Natalie, you know, loved pink, and our family were all blues in our house, you know.
Oh, it's the Everton line.
You know, with Everton really as well, you know. But, yeah, well, if you want to wear red, we'll not put that against you, but we'd prefer if you maybe wear something pink or blue on Saturday to help reflect, you know, Natalie and baby Dean.
Can't help but ask you now, like, do you think your new manager is going to get you out of relegation?
I don't know. I haven't really been on my mind. You know, we're happy enough with you know, I think we've been through enough, never mind worrying about Everton.
That is very, very true. So you can wear blue if you're an Evertonian, and you can wear red or any other colour that you wish, but you can certainly wear pink.
Preferably the pink.
And
blue, yeah.
And come along to Lurgan Park at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And it's going to be poignant. It's going to be difficult for you. At the same time, you have to cope with your mum and dad and the amount of strength that they have. How much are you worried about mum and dad? Because they've been rocks on the media. I've just been so impressed by them. But their lives are literally turned upside down.
Yeah, completely. You know, they're all absolutely devastated and heartbroken. But they're fighting on. I feel like they're getting their strength from Natalie and Dean. And I feel like their whole power is going into getting this justice for us now. I'm absolutely proud of them for what they've done. I think early on it was probably a bit hard for them to do the media, but now they've come out and they've been absolutely brilliant. You know, and I think it's definitely pulling on a few heartstrings, and hopefully that will get them their justice that they deserve.
Yeah, that's what it's about, isn't it? It's about tweaking conscience. It's about getting through to the person who is the guilty party and making that person realise that we as a society are not going to give up until the person is brought to justice. But most importantly, you're not going to give up. You're going to represent Natalie, and you're going to insist on justice. And I know everyone listening to this program will be agreeing with me on this. We hope you get that justice as soon as is possible, Niall. And I really appreciate what you're doing for women in general, and I'm sure Natalie appreciates what you're doing for her and what your mum and dad are doing as well. It's just incredible. Yeah. The strength is beyond belief. So long may it continue for you, Niall.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Frank. Thank you.
No, it's not a problem. It's easy to wish you well, and I hope a large crowd turn out at Lurgan Park 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah, hopefully so. Hopefully it'll be good to see a lot of people down there on Saturday. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the programme to highlight it, and just may peace descend upon your family now. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks so much, Frank.
That is Niall McNally, who lost his lovely sister Natalie and little baby Dean, who Natalie was carrying. I just feel for his mom and dad at this moment in time. You just think for a moment, put yourself through what the McNally family are going through. And if you can attend at 2 o'clock at Lurgan Park, you can turn up in your pink or your blue and stand up for women right across the world indeed. It's 19 minutes past 11.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.